And in other words, there are occasions when the believer does well for God, well in service, well in glorifying their master, well in standing for the crown rights of King Jesus, and as a result, they suffer the abuse of the world. They suffer for the cause of Christ. In those situations, Peter says, we are to take this suffering patiently. Though it be hard, though it be difficult, it must be borne with patience. And we can think of the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ. We find in verse 22, he did no sin. There's no guile in his mouth. Verse 23.
This is Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of Cloverdale. Welcome to our program today as we seek to preach the fullness of Christ to sinners in all their need and to the edification of the Lord's redeemed people. Hello and welcome to our program today. I'm Andrew Fitton, delighted to have you with us. And if you are a regular listener, if you enjoy these programs, then do get in touch with us. We would love to hear from you. And our email address is pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com. That email address will be repeated at the end of today's program. 1 Peter chapter 2 and the verse 21 says, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow in his steps." Our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is our Saviour and our Redeemer, is our great example. And dear believer, you are to follow in his steps. You are to follow in his ways. That is what the Word of God teaches us. We were saved and redeemed to be like the Savior, to live after his example. And in suffering the trials and temptations of life, he indeed is our great example. And so we're going to go to our pulpit in Cloverdale to consider the second part of the message entitled, Christ, Our Example in Suffering.
And our glorious Savior is to be imitated. He is to be followed. And dear believer, when we think of the great example that we have in Christ, God has not left us without an example. Oh, the difficulties and the trials and the struggles and the suffering in life. God has not left us alone. He has sent His Spirit as our comforter. He has given us the example of our Savior. Oh, we are to follow in His steps. But there is a warning to us. Our obedience to following Christ is not something that saves our souls, in that it is of works. If we follow after Christ, that obedience in His example, we are saved through faith. We are saved through believing in Him. We are not saved through works. We are saved through obeying the command of Christ to turn from our sin, to repent from our sin, and to rest in Christ alone, to believe in Christ. Our sufferings for Him do not save. Our sufferings for Him do not remove our sin. It is His sufferings for us that save. But I want you to note with me Hebrews chapter 2 and the verse 18. Hebrews chapter 2, the verse 18. And here we find that the apostle says, "For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor or help them that are tempted." Verse 16 of chapter 4 of Hebrews. "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And these verses bring us right into the example of Christ. He suffered for us. He was tempted for us. And therefore, He is able to help us. Our example suffered and experienced trials and sufferings for us. He was the Son of God, yet He suffered for us sinners. He was the creator of this world, yet he suffered for us sinners. And how are we to be knowledgeable then of our great example? Well, he is to be followed in his self-denial. We are to follow Christ in that he denied himself. He denied himself. He went to the cross of Calvary. He suffered in the place of his people. He denied himself in that he would serve us. Oh, believer, we should deny Christ, or deny ourselves in that we would serve and live for Christ. We can think of Moses. If we turn to Hebrews chapter 11, we can think of Moses. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, verse 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. And so Moses denied himself for God. We are to deny ourselves. How do we follow in the sufferings of Christ? We deny ourselves for Christ, for his truth, for his cause. Christ is to be followed as he endured the hatred of the world. Love brought the Savior into the world. His love for us took him to the cross of Calvary. He came not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But yet this world hates the Savior and hates the believer. And in our response, Christ is to be followed, and Christ, his example, is to be before us. If someone came into our service today and reviled us and spouted hatred about Christ, it would be within our remit to ask them to leave. It may even be within our remit to call the authorities, asking that this person who disrupts the worship of God be removed so that we can continue our worship. What we would not do is grab them by the neck and throw them out of the window, or throw them out of the door, or throw them out of the street. We have a right, yes, to worship in peace and to worship without disruption or distraction. But we're not going to cross the line and revile back, shout back, show forth violence. We are going to follow the example of Christ in that while he was reviled, he did not revile again. When he suffered, he threatened not. Our Savior was a peaceful Savior. Yes, our great captain of salvation. Yes, the one who has victory over sin. He fought for us and he died for us and he gave us the victory. But he is our Prince of Peace. Christ is to be followed as we resist and overcome Satan. He is the one who is the captain of our salvation, who does have that great victory. And as the Word of God, the Word of truth, abides in us, that we would be strong and overcome the evil one, we are to follow Christ in resisting this world and resisting the enemy. Oh, what abuse there is when Christians stand for Christ, much more so with social media. I still remember a Facebook post from several years ago where there was an article on a website shared on Facebook, and one person came along, an atheist who hated Christians, and said that all Christians should be given the lethal injection. There should be, in his estimation, a mass genocide of Christians. And Facebook had no issue with that kind of language being used. The post was allowed to stand. And that's just a very, very small drop in the ocean of hatred against believers. When we stand and when we resist the world and when we resist Satan, there is suffering. There is abuse. But let us look at the truth of our Savior. Let us look at him who suffered for us, leaving us an example in truth. Christ went through and died upon the cross of Calvary for us. He suffered in our place. He didn't turn around and change his mind. He didn't stop short and move away from the cross. That was his purpose in coming to die for his people, to suffer for them. And what an example. What an example. Christ is to be followed in his contempt of the world's glory. The world's glory meant nothing to the Savior. The foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. Christ did not come for the glory of this world. He came to die upon the cross. And dear believer, therefore, do not get caught up in the glory of this world, in the pleasures of this world, because our Savior didn't. His focus was upon heavenly and spiritual things. Christ is to be followed in this world as we do His business. He went about doing the business of the Father. And in His suffering, He still did the business of His Father. Let us be about the Father's business. Christ is to be followed in His communication. Grace was poured into His lips. He did not revile. He was a Savior of love. He was a Savior whose lips sounded forth those glad tidings of the gospel. He was a Savior whose very communication was that of godliness. Oh, believer, that your words and your communication would be like Christ. When there is suffering, when there is oppression, when there are hard times, you would not have lips that would say things against the name of God. You would not do what Job was tempted to do, to curse God and die. But yet there would be that patience, there would be that careful communication. Christ is to be followed in His humility and in His weakness, in His love to God. In all of these things, our Savior is to be followed. He's our great example, and we need to have a knowledge of that. And it needs to affect our hearts. O believer, when you think of your Savior, do you desire to follow in His steps? To humbly acknowledge that you're nobody without Him and that you will live for Him. Secondly, we are to be humbly persuaded of Christ's example. We are to be humbly persuaded of Christ's example. And this is what the Apostle Peter is emphasizing to us. Christ has left us an example. We should follow His steps. There is to be this persuasion that we are to walk in the steps of Christ. How do we do that? Well, firstly, we consider the greatness of Christ. We consider the greatness of Christ. He is the one who is the King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the one who is upon the throne. He is the one who is our blessed Savior. The one who is altogether lovely. The lily of the valley. The one who is the fairest of 10,000 to our souls. The one who is the perfect and pure Son of God. And therefore, is He not great? Is He not infinite? Does He not have this great example for you to live by? We're to remember our relation with Christ. We are His saints. We are His bride. We are those whom He has saved. And we are to live for Him. And in that example that Christ has set, we are to follow in those steps because we belong to Him. We are His people. He is our Savior. The apostle said, therefore, you should grow up into Him in all things, and speaks about Christ being the head. He is our head. We follow our head. Dear believer, when you think of Christ and your relationship with Him, is it a relationship by which you serve Him and a relationship by which you live for Him? A relationship where you can say, Christ is my head. Christ is my example in suffering. In goodness, in the great times of life, He is still my example. He is my head. I will serve Him. As believers, we are to conform to Christ. That is what the apostle says in Romans 8, verse 29. We were predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son. We are to walk as Christ walked. We are to walk in His ways. And therefore, there is this encouragement and there is this exhortation that we follow in the ways of God and the path of Christ. It's not just something we hear. It's not just something we find in the Bible. The path of Christ is to be our path. As we face those trials and those sufferings in life, how blessed it is when we're on the path of Christ. Following the example of Christ honors Him. It bears witness to others. When we suffer for Christ and we go forward for Him, as one old Puritan said, it is a sign that Christ's death has a mighty virtue in it. When it makes you die to sin and to be unmoved by the biggest offers that mammon, that this world makes to you. It is an argument that He is truly Christ when you are truly Christians, that He is indeed alive when He lives in you and makes you to live to Him and like Him. It is a demonstration that our Lord is risen indeed when you rise with Him and seek those things which are above. And therefore, our following after Christ is an example that we honor Him, that we love Him. It's an example to this world that Christ is alive, that Christ is our Savior, that Christ is our King. We're reminded as well that as we follow the example of Christ, He is one who directs us through His Word. He speaks to us. He directs us in His truth. The words of Scripture are the words of Christ. And therefore, as we suffer in the example of Christ, let us not forsake His words. Dear believer, if you face suffering and hardship in life, what is the best help that you can have? It's by a close relationship with Christ through His Word. Therefore, do not forsake His Word. Do not forsake the place of prayer. Do not forsake your relationship with God and the means of grace. Look to the Savior. Build that relationship. Rejoice in His salvation. Come to the Lord's table. Obey the command of Christ to remember His death and all those things that flow from it. Oh, we are to be humbly persuaded of Christ's example. And because Christ is all these things, He sent us His Spirit, we are to be persuaded to follow His example. If you're not walking in the example of Christ, then whose example are you walking in? What better example is there than to live after the example of Christ? We think of the examples in this world, and young people, they will have their hockey players. They will have their actors and actresses. They will have their pop stars. They will have those who are in the depths of sin to be their idols. And at some point in the life of this idol, there are things that they do because they are viewed as a role model. And therefore, they will live a certain way, or they will say certain things, or be involved in certain good things in society. But what happens? Their entire life ends up betraying all of this. Because the reality is, they're in their sins. And the idol will do something that is not so good. I remember a soccer player in the United Kingdom in England, very famous. I went to school, and there were those in my class who loved this particular soccer team. They loved this player. And he was abused by one of the fans. That shouldn't have happened. And what does he do? He runs over and kung fu kicks the fan in the middle of the game. And he was banned for quite a while. And certainly a role model. Someone who's in the public eye. Someone the kids at school loved. They had his name on the back of their shirts. And he was in big trouble because he assaulted a fan. It wasn't a slap round the face. It was a kung fu kick as he jumped and went over the boards to hit this person. Should never have happened, any of it. But that shows us the mistakes that role models in this world make. What about our Savior? Our role model, our example, is not to be someone of this world. It is to be our Savior. And dear believer, if your example in life is somebody else, maybe you look to another Christian as a great example to you, and as Christians, we should desire to be good examples. But ultimately, our great example should be the Savior. We know men fall short. We know that those Christian examples that we look to can and do sometimes fall short. It's by God's grace that they are an example. But Christ is our great example. Keep your eyes upon Him. And then finally, we are to be humbly directed in Christ's example. We're to be humbly directed in Christ's example. There's a great thought here. The sufferings of Christ and His example are joined together to instruct us that it is by His death that He has purchased grace to assist and enable us to follow His example. How can we follow His steps? It is through His grace and through His sacrifice. The Puritan said that our Lord knows our natural weakness, nay, averseness to follow Him or so much as to look to Him. His death is effectual, therefore, to kill our sin and to heal our depraved nature. His power rests on us. To have Christ as our example is not natural because of our flesh and our sin. It is through Christ's death and His work within us that we look to Him as our example. And therefore, there are some directions. Dear believer, think on these things. Firstly, consider your likeness to Christ. Consider your unlikeness to Christ. May that be a matter that you give great attention to. How unlike you are to the Savior. The words you say, the thoughts you think, the actions that you engage in. How unlike Christ we can be. Oh, that we would examine ourselves, that we would learn from Christ, that the old man would be cast aside, that sin would be avoided, and we would look to the Savior. Study Christ. Know Christ. Know more of Christ. Be desirous of the deep things of God. Be desirous to know more of the Savior. Think of your own weakness and depend upon Christ. Realize that you cannot follow the example of Christ without His help, without His grace, without His Spirit. And look to the Spirit of God to help you as you go forward in trials. We are to listen to the Spirit of God as He speaks. And as He speaks through His Word, the book of Revelation tells us, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Let us be aware of the Lord's Spirit. Let us listen to Him. Let us live in the Spirit. Let us walk in the Spirit. Let us forsake sin by the help of the Spirit of God. Let us look to the Spirit to enable us to live for Christ, to serve Him, to follow His example in suffering and in all things. Is Christ your great example today? Is He your example in suffering, in hardship? Is He your example in everything that you do? That is the problem within the church today, the wider church. We see many issues within the church. We could spend time looking at this issue and that issue. We could look at the attitude of believers. We could look at those that depart from the truth of God. We could spend time grieving at all of these things that we see. If Christ was truly the center, if His love, His grace, His truth was truly the center, if He was truly our example, would things not be different? Christ is to be our example. He is to be the example of the church. And dear believer, the problems that we can see in Christianity, the problems we can see in others, the problems we may see in believers, and yes, we need to look at ourselves, we need to examine ourselves, we need to take care of our own relationship with God. But time and time again, we see poor attitudes in others. We see error within the church. We see no grace when there should be grace. And that's not we ourselves lifting ourselves up and thinking we're better than these people. That's just the way things are. We see many things in the church, in the professing church, that grieve our souls. Yes, we should examine ourselves, but we are affected by others too. And oh, if Christ was truly the center. When you look at others and you think of the errors that they hold to, you look at the attitude that they have or the sins that they commit freely without any thought of the Word of God, pray for them that they would follow the example of Christ. But do look at yourself, that you would flee such things yourself, that your sins, that your failings, the Lord would indeed enable you to examine yourself, that as you look at your own life, that Christ would be your example. We're not perfect. We will never be perfect here in this world. But we have a perfect example. Let us follow Him. Let us live for Him. Let us serve Him in all that we do. May the Lord bless His word for His name's sake. Amen. For
Spurgeon brings us today to Genesis chapter 21 and verse 6. And Sarah said, "God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me." It was far above the power of nature, and even contrary to its laws, that the aged Cyrus should be honoured with a son. And even so, it is beyond all ordinary rules that I, a poor, helpless, undone sinner, should find grace to bear about in my soul the indwelling Spirit of the Lord Jesus. I, who was once despaired, as well I might, for my nature was as dry and withered and barren and accursed as a howling wilderness, even I have been made to bring forth fruit unto holiness. Well may my mouth be filled with joyous laughter, because of the singular, surprising grace which I have received of the Lord, for I have found Jesus, the promised seed, and he is mine forever. This day will I lift up psalms of triumph unto the Lord, who has remembered my low estate, for my heart rejoiceth in the Lord, mine horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. I would have all those that hear of my great deliverance from hell, and my most blessed visitation from on high, laugh for joy with me. I would surprise my family with my abundant peace. I would delight my friends with my ever-increasing happiness. I would edify the church with my grateful confessions, and even impress the world with the cheerfulness of my daily conversation. Bunyan tells us that Mercy laughed in her sleep, and no wonder when she dreamed of Jesus. My joy shall not stop short of hers, while my beloved is the theme of my daily thoughts. The Lord Jesus is a deep sea of joy. My soul shall dive therein, shall be swallowed up in the delights of his society. Sarah looked on her Isaac, and laughed with excess of rapture, and all her friends laughed with her. And thou, my soul, look on thy Jesus, and bid heaven and earth unite in thy joy unspeakable. Thank you for joining us today on Let the Bible Speak, and we trust that the ministry of God's Word has indeed been a rich blessing to your soul. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. I'm Andrew Fitton, and we want to thank you for joining with us today. If these programs have been a blessing and an encouragement to you, or if you need spiritual help, or desire to know more about the gospel, please contact us. Our phone number is 604-576-1091, or you can always contact us by email, pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com. It is our desire that you would know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and be built up in your faith. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of Cloverdale, located at the corner of 188 Street and 58 Avenue. Our website is cloverdalefpc.ca. Our Sunday services take place at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. We meet for Bible study and prayer on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. And we warmly invite you and your family to join us as we seek to preach Christ in all his fullness to sinners in all their need. Again, you can contact me at pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com or by phone on 604-576-1091. We have a presence on Facebook, Cloverdale Free Presbyterian Church, and we're also responsible for the evangelistic page, Gospel Vancouver. Log on to Facebook, find us, check us out, and feel free to like, follow, and share. Again, our website is cloverdalefpc.ca. And it contains all the information for our church and radio ministry. And join us again Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for the preaching of God's precious word.